Unity Point President and CEO Rick Seidler says last year, the center opened a crisis stabilization unit in Rock Island. It was part of a new model meant to provide mental health patients with an alternative to emergency rooms and psychiatric wards. Since it opened, the average number of patients staying at the crisis center has dropped from 20 to 17.
What we found here in Rock Island with the Robert Young Center is because of the crisis stabilization services, our admissions, our census on our inpatient acute unit is down. We have beds available now because people that shouldn't be in that level of care aren't going in there.
But on the Iowa side, there are fewer programs for these patients.
In Illinois, there exists a mid-level of service that takes place in group homes and other intermediate care residential that up to this point really hasn't been as available in Iowa. You have people going into the acute care hospital, psychiatric hospital, when they could, if you stabilize them, get them to a more appropriate level of care.
Seidler says the money will help implement a similar system for residents in Scott, Muscatine, Clinton, Jackson, and Cedar counties.
This way, these five counties get together and they can optimize who does what and make sure that the resources are not duplicated or wasted, and that people are able to receive their care at the lowest level possible. If you don't need to be, if you can't be an outpatient, then you go into this next level, and then the next level, and then finally the highest level is admission to an acute psychiatric unit. But again, professionals, psychiatrists, and those resources have been limited, and that's when you get people getting shipped across the state to the first available bed.
In addition, the Robert Young Center plans to start a 24-hour crisis hotline, have a mental health professional available at all times for emergency rooms, and require more follow-up visits for patients. I'm Sarah Ritter.